Have you ever wondered or worried about breastfeeding day and night? This episode touches on the importance of overnight breastfeeding, as well as why you may have heard that daddy or somebody else needs to feed the baby so they can bond. What's up with that? In this episode, we discuss and unpick some of our cultural influences. I'm going to start off this episode by making a bold statement. It's not my statement. It's just the finding of a study that showed that breastfeeding moms get on average 45 minutes more sleep per night. I'll repeat that. Studies have shown that breastfeeding moms get on average about 45 minutes more sleep per night than a bottle feeding mom. And when you think about all the prep that comes with making a bottle of formula, it does make sense. When we're establishing breastfeeding, sometimes we're trying to think of alternative routes we can take to make our life easier. These days, we're having babies later in life. Moms have been in the workforce possibly since adolescence. Some new moms are from the executive world or run a business or manage people. And what comes with a new baby is the opposite to all the multitasking and quote productivity. It can be quite a shock to find yourself completely and utterly at the beck and call of a newborn who needs you. Another human being who needs you and nobody else. And the truth of the matter is that there's no place in the entire universe as comforting to your baby than to be at your breast. Although nighttime feeding can be very exhausting, I assure you it's not for nothing. It helps keep milk supply up. In fact, it's very important to milk supply. Moms make more milk at night. We usually have a big meal in the evening and plentiful milk overnight. And our little creatures, these newborns, are quite clever. They know how to survive, and they are ensuring their survival. They're developing their circadian cycles. They are developing and building their brains. They are lowering your risk of postnatal depression, and ultimately, they're helping you to get more sleep. So I just wanted this to be a word of encouragement for you new moms, especially you brand new moms with newborns, about how important nighttime feeding is, which gets me to thinking about this trend as of late, this thought that other people, in order to bond with the baby, need to be feeding the baby, especially daddies. Of course, feeding the baby a bottle is by all means a choice of the parents. But recently I came across a post on Facebook on the Breastfeeding Berkshire page that I really enjoyed. This post has two photos of Dwayne The Rock Johnson with his newborn. They're very touching photos. One is him doing skin to skin with his newborn, and the other is a picture of him feeding his wife food while she sits there breastfeeding. And I'm going to read the quote that went along with these pictures. Quote, "This image is taking aim at the myth that families that do not want or need to introduce a bottle must do so because it's the only way for parents to help out with their baby. Sorry, to help out and bond with their baby. Not just for partners either. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, second cousin, Doris, twice removed on your father's side. Sorry, I digress, but many families are coerced into introducing bottles against their will by this myth, even when they don't want to, because it's something that they're told they must do. The fact is, there are many ways partners and friends and relatives can help out and have that have nothing to do with bottles. They can cook, clean, shop, do dishes, do laundry, offer to take the baby for a walk while mom showers. Honestly, letting mom sit down with a cup of tea, a plate of food, put her feet up while she feeds the baby and you run a mop over the kitchen floor is likely to be far more helpful than you sitting on your bum feeding the baby while she loads the dishwasher. Ditto bonding. You can have skin to skin, give cuddles, you can wear a baby in a sling or or take them for a walk. You can bath them, change nappies, sing to them, talk to them, baby massage, literally everything except feed them. If you did everything except breastfeed, then you would be the primary carer. You do not need to bottle feed in order to bond. End quote. I really enjoyed this post. Thank you, Lisa Marie O'Sullivan Robinson, for writing this. And I love it because it's a myth that babies need to bond by being fed a bottle by somebody else. There's a tremendous amount of bonding that comes with breastfeeding that only mom is privileged to enjoy. Besides, she's the one that carried the baby all that time in her womb and went through childbirth, so she gets to enjoy that bonding with her baby in such a way. Okay, that's my note for today. Thanks for listening. Please hit subscribe. And if you'd like to find more about me and my work, you can find it at www.mummyminder.com. Thanks for listening.